Well, cool. If you have problems hearing me, I'm sorry. I'm literally sitting on this corner and outside in New York. I'm running around right now.
Okay. It's the Pretty Reckless, and it seems only fair we talk to the person that sang that song, Taylor Momsen. And you know, Taylor, the last time I talked to you, it was 2014. You were doing the tour cycle for Going to Hell, and you were just about ready to turn 21 years old.
Oh, wow. It feels so long ago.
I was going to say.
Like it was yesterday. Very weird.
I know. Well, you guys got the new album coming out, Who You Settling For, dropping on Friday. And the tour starts on Thursday. So busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy. We're getting ready to leave tomorrow, and we're psyched. Can't wait.
Let me ask you. I believe that art is interpreted by the consumer. And
I agree with that.
Yeah, and when I hear Who You Selling For, I think of God and the devil.
Oh, interesting take.
Yeah, like who are you pushing? You know, which side are you on? Kind of thing. So
I like hearing everyone's take on this, on our title, because everyone has a different take on it, which is kind of what we were going for by posing a question that it turns it around on the audience.
Yeah. I think it's great when you let the fan interpret it as they want to. And I'm sure you write, you know, from within yourself.
Yeah.
Not particularly trying to, you know, connect with anyone in particular.
No, I mean, I write songs for myself. It's always weird when your music gets released, because I always say it's yours for so long. It's like your children.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it's put out into the world, it's no longer yours. It belongs to everyone. So it's always a very strange feeling, like turning on the radio and hearing your song play. It's super cool, but it's strange.
Well, you got a new baby being born this Friday, so that's pretty good.
I know. I'm very excited. I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Everybody's been hearing Take Me Down all over the radio for past month or so. I got to tell you, something I've, at least in my opinion, have felt from the past couple albums you guys have done, and the first single from this album, is you kind of write dark lyrics, if that makes sense.
Say that again, man. I'm sorry, you cut out.
You kind of write dark lyrics, if that makes any sense.
Sure. I mean, I think dark is a subjective word, but
yeah.
There's some common themes, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you write a lot about good and evil, God versus the devil, things like that.
Well, I'm always questioning everything, you know. I'm constantly questioning the world, myself, what I'm doing. So I think that comes out a lot in my writing.
We're talking to
various metaphors.
We're talking to Taylor Momsen of The Pretty Reckless. Now, the first single, Take Me Down, seems like a little more blues in your voice on that song. And sounds like your voice has gotten stronger in the past few years, too.
Well, I hope so. I hope it didn't get weaker. You don't want to be worse as an adult than you were when you were a teenager. That would suck.
When people tell you about the new song, when they tell you who it reminds them of, who it sounds like, sort of, what do they say?
I honestly don't know. What do you think?
I think the Rolling Stones.
Sure. I can hear there's a Stonesy vibe to it, yeah.
Very much so.
Rolling Stones are awesome. I'll take it, man.
So I'm guessing the album is going to be pretty filled with variety.
It is. I would say that this record has been particular from our past records. It's a hard one to pick singles from, because one song really doesn't define this record at all. It kind of takes a lot of twists and turns.
Sure.
So it's really like a piece of work that is meant to be listened to, like from front to back, and take you on some sort of journey, hopefully. So just picking one song, like Take Me Down, is just a taste of where this record goes. So I can't wait for it to come out.
And we certainly can't wait to hear it. It is your third album. It is Who You Selling For, coming out on Friday. Tour starts Tuesday. Go to the website and see where they're going to be. And also on loudwire.com, we have tour dates as well. Taylor Momsen, I know you're sitting on a street corner in New York, as you said before we started.
I will send you a picture. Wait, this is quite the scene.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thanks for taking time to talk to us, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. And again, thank you for the support.
Wow, it's really, our pleasure.
We wouldn't be doing this without you guys. So rock radio all the way. Thank you.
Thank you.